This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Okay, let me start with, I bleeping love it. I just want to open with whatever this is. I love it. Second off, I have no idea what this is. I love it.
It's, thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, no, I picked up on that. I do not know where it is from. I don't know who it is. I know nothing about it. But I bleeping love it.
Just thought I'd add a little, you know, a little something on Friday.
No, subscribe. I like it. I'm all in.
It was great to dance to, or to skate to.
Back in the disco?
In the 70s, yes.
Back in the old skating rink?
It's actually, yeah, it's a theme from a movie. Guess what the movie's called?
I'm going to assume it's called Friday. Is this from the movie Friday?
No, it's from the movie Thank God It's Friday, okay. Which is a totally different
movie.
I'm
going to say this does not fit the vibes of Friday.
No, Friday came along like probably 20 years later.
By Felicia?
Exactly.
The song's new in my life, and I want you to know, from 6:02 a.m. on March 16, 2025, until the day I die, this is my jam on Fridays. Just a fish. I've never heard this. This is my jam every Friday from this Friday until my last Friday. I am going to, I've already written it down on the tablet of truth. I am going to, I'm very sorry to my wife, create an Alexa routine that is going to hit this banger at 4 o'clock a.m. on the dot every Friday from now on. So when I get up on Fridays to get started, I usually get up about 3:30. I try to be out the door between 4 and 4:15. This is either going to be the last thing that happens before I get in the car, in which case I'm going to go, we're going to have a day today, boys. Or it's going to be my, hey, you better pick it up. You're running late, clown. Get it together, and this is gonna be my little dopamine boost.
You notice,
Friday AM.
It's a lot of just music. So I mean, could definitely talk over it.
Thank God it's Friday, banger.
You just love certified. The bass part.
Say it. Hell yeah! Thank God it's Friday. Welcome, people. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and Hill on what is going to turn out to be a very busy day on the radio program today. We got a game 7 in the National Basketball Association as the Denver Nuggets. I'm 6 for 6 on calling these games in this series. Game 7. At the OKC on Sunday, we're going to talk about that. We got a game 7 tonight in Madison Square Garden, in Beantown, in Boston, where the Celtics have home court as they try to figure it out, eh? They've got to get by the New York Knickerbockers. And we'll talk about that. Did I just, I may have made a mistake right out of the gate. Did I, as an idiot, just say that that was a Game 7? It is not. It's a Game 6. I was right. It is at Madison Square Garden. It is a Game 6. Game 7, if necessary, will be over the weekend. So we got a Game 6 tonight in the NBA. We do have a Game 7 on Sunday. If that Game 7 is necessary between the Knickerbockers and the Boston Celtics, that game will be on Monday. Fingers crossed. I'd love to see it. We've got the National Hockey League playoffs going on. The Carolina Hurricanes are marching on. They go cardiac Canes one more time again. They get the Jordan Staal goal in the opening frame, and then nobody finds net until the third period. The Canes allow the Caps to get back on the board because, again, an undisciplined out of position back line allows the Caps to do exactly what the Caps want to do. They make it 1-1, but Carolina with a Svechnikov banger angled goal from the side. The exact same goal that Svechnikov scored to beat them in OT earlier in this series. Strikes again. The Canes go up 2-1. They find the empty netter. Carolina eliminates Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. They are on to the Eastern Conference Finals, 4 wins away from another appearance in the quest for Lord Stanley's Cup. We're going to get to that coming up a little bit later in the radio broadcast because it's Friday. We're talking hockey, baby. Thank God it's Friday. Yeah. Slapper. It's an earworm now. It just is what it is. We got to talk, hilariously enough, you know who jumped on a microphone yesterday? You know who decided it was time to finally come out of the shell and discuss all the things? Bill Belichick. The hoodie at the ACC Spring Meetings down in Amelia Island, Florida, yesterday. Decided to, for the first time since the, I'm going to use the word controversy? I don't think it is. Just so we're clear. I know I've been lingering on this conversation and thoroughly entertained by it. I do not think it is a controversy.
It's a fauxversy. I don't know. I mean, it's a controversy made by the media, which is not. It hasn't really done anything. Oh, this person's going to be banned. This is a problem. He may never coach there. All this kind of stuff. It just looks like a story that everyone's run with. And it, how much substance does it have?
Again, for me, quite a lot. Quite okay. A lot. Again, right. not an outright controversy.
It's, hey, you know, it's not football season yet. Let's talk about something and everyone talk about it.
No, I disagree.
I don't know. On one hand, you got Bill Belichick's girlfriend. On the other hand, you've got 100 men versus gorillas. I don't know which one is getting the most play on the internet.
Oh, we're done. I think we're done with the gorilla thing. I think we're done with the gorilla thing yesterday. The only thing that's great now is the number of clips that people are sharing. And I do appreciate this. Raising efforts for wildlife conservation here. The number of clips going around of gorillas doing ridiculous things and people being like, that, you think you got that? But the hoodie thing, again, I think that the people in the Zoe camp of this isn't a story are exclusively looking at it through the lens of how's it going to impact football on the field, or this is just an attack on hoodie.
All right, so you're saying that I'm looking at it from the sports side. You're right.
No. You were looking at it from the football side.
Yes.
But much like in the NFL, when we talk about the Chiefs, what else do we have to talk about? We also got to talk about general managers and roster moves and draft picks and all these other things that go into what happens on the field.
No, if you talk about the Chiefs, you got to talk about Taylor Swift.
Wait, absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely.
I don't. I just talk about the Chiefs.
Well, again, everything that happens around a football team impacts what happens on the football field, right? In an ideal
so
world.
Is sports adjacent actually sports?
No. Yes. Okay. Because, again, so you can qualify this with me this week, right? You can qualify with me this week. The last couple of weeks, there's been stuff ongoing in my life away from the radio show. And it has, those things have, impacted my mood. I've walked in on, I don't even remember what day it was, earlier this week, walked in here and said, came in, turned on the light. And Zoe, like we don't usually have the lights on super bright. We have our studio lights or our ring lights for to illuminate ourselves on the stream. But the actual station lights, the ceiling lights, aren't that bright. But I came in here one day and I turned the lights up on Lonzo because the stream was really dark. And Lonzo gave me a look and a shrug like, bro, WTF. And I was like, the stream looks like crap. I gotta make it look better, okay? And I realized in that moment, and I don't think I actually did apologize for snapping. It wasn't my intention, so I'm very sorry. But
it's all right.
I snapped.
I expected a bad mood on that day.
Yeah, I snapped. I popped a little bit, all right? But at the end of the day, you still have to, much like when the ball is kicked, when Lonzo pushes the button that makes the microphones red and pushes the button that starts the theme song to the show, you got to do the best you can to shove all that in a closet and bring your gosh darned A game to the radio airwaves. And that's what I did. But to say that my mood had no impact on my performance that day would be a lie. I would be lying to you. I mean, I still absolutely brought it. But I was, like, during breaks, I was fighting to keep the power of positivity. It was tough. So things that happen outside of your job impact your job. And a football player and a head coach, that is a job. Yes, it's a job that is fun. So is mine. It is a job that everybody else wishes they could do. So is mine. I tell people all the time, there's an immense amount of pressure on me to perform well at this job every day. Because every day, my boss is getting demo reels from people from around the country going, hey, I'll come work for you. I'll quit everything in my life to come work for you right now. And I'd be willing to bet, statistically speaking, at least one person a day is sending him a demo reel that's better than what I do. Just statistically speaking. Because there's a million people who want to do what I do. So every day, I got to bring it. We have the same grace in this industry that NFL head coaches do, that college football head coaches do. That is to say, it's what have you done for me lately, baby? Ooh, woo, 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 woo. You got to bring it. Because the minute you stop bringing it is the minute somebody else is going to bring it, right? So everything outside of your job impacts your job. This is a story about, are the things going on in Bill's life going to impact himself, going to impact him in a way that he brings it to work and it is his job? And I think it is fair to ask that question. Now, maybe it doesn't matter because maybe the publicity and maybe the experience and maybe all these different things create a world for Bill Belichick where none of it matters. The drama doesn't matter. Dude's going to show up and he's going to kick ass. Or maybe he's going to show up and he's going to be so bogged down from the entire offseason of dealing with the drama around his girlfriend, who is a quarter of his age, that it does impact his job.
You're right. There's never been any drama in his life like Spygate or Deflategate or happy endings. There's never been anything distracting on or off the field that he's ever had to do.
Correct.
With.
And in all of those situations, he had Tom Brady.
Well, Tom Brady was the problem with one of those.
As the very famous quote goes, Tom Brady ain't walking through that door.
Thank goodness.
I'd be kind of dope if Tom Brady came and sat in on the show. You'd say no to that? You wouldn't say no to that. You wouldn't say no
If Tom Brady came in, of course, I would ask questions and things. I would identify myself as an Ohio State Buckeyes fan right away so the tension would start. And then I would watch you fanboy. That's what I would do. I would sit over here and smile, look at the camera, and watch you fanboy.
I don't fanboy over interviews.
And I'd have to come in for the save every once in a while when the aura got too big or the riz got too big that you couldn't handle it. And I'd jump in for the save every once in a while, cause some tension between Tom and I again while you gathered yourself and then continued your fanboy.
I'm a professional.
It's Tom Brady. You
a
fanboy.
I'm a professional.
You a fanboy.
I've successfully interviewed bigger names than Tom. No, I haven't. But names as big as Tom Brady.
If Tom Brady comes in, I would be speculating if I could karate chop the cleft chin, like hit it right there in the middle.
Haterade.
O-H.
Haterade. Anyway. All right, so we're going to talk about that. Hoodie sat down on SportsCenter yesterday and addressed some of those issues and just talked football. Why talk football? Aside from the fact that it was the ACC spring meetings. Ladies and gentlemen, I have tremendous news for you. For those of you that are starting your day, for those of you that are starting your day but maybe aren't morning people, for those of you that are starting your day and every day when the alarm goes off around this time, you go, son of a friend. I have good news for you. Allow me to start your day with a little adrenaline, a little dopamine hit, if you will. We are now in the double digits days away from college football. 99 days is your countdown to college football kickoff timer. 99 days from toe meeting leather for the first time in the 2025 college football season. We have actually talked quite a bit of college football so far this week on the radio program. We have talked about Cade Klubnik and Lenora Sellers. We have talked about some of the narratives around the two programs. We've talked Heisman Trophy coming up across the course of the show today. 99 days feels like a benchmark, feels like a moment that is worth discussing. So, ESPN has put together their list of the top 10 storylines to follow in the year of 2025.
Is Belichick involved in that?
Belichick is absolutely one of them. Absolutely. How would it not be? Because if for no other reason, forget the girlfriend, forget the drama, forget the books, forget all of that. Let's just talk about Bill Belichick, the head coach. If Bill Belichick works out, that situation by itself could very well lead to a monumental shift in the way that college football teams, college football programs attack their head coaching spot.
It's not just about him. It's about his GM and how the GM builds the team.
Absolutely. If the hoodie is successful at UNC, if the hoodie, along with his GM spot, which is very NFL-oriented, if the hoodie with his coaching style, if the hoodie is successful at UNC, it will likely create a world where
it's
college
Michael Lombardi. I couldn't remember
correct.
Who it was. Yes, Michael Lombardi.
If UNC is successful with the hoodie, if hoodie is successful with UNC, it will likely change the entire dynamic of how college football programs attack filling their head coaching vacancy. It could create a world where we start seeing a rapidly accelerated NFLization of college football. We may no longer see the old way of coaching in college football. It will start to be we are going to get NFL guys, we're going to get former players that played in the league, we're going to get guys who have pro-level experience, and now all of a sudden, the path to college football coaching is entirely different than ever. But if Hoodie fails, if Hoodie goes to UNC and they go 5-7, 4-8, they get hammered more often than they don't. The program crumbles. If that happens, then the opposite. We may see the pipeline of NFL to college coaches completely shut down.
Yeah, a lot rides on this, but I am looking forward to it being successful and hearing, when's Dabo going to hire a GM? You know, he's so behind the times, just like with that free agency, transfer portal stuff. When's Dabo going to get a daggum GM?
Honestly, wouldn't that be the move? I mean, if North Carolina, theoretically, hypothetically, North Carolina, let's say is in the ACC title game this year. And let's say they go, wow, that's as much talent as the University of North Carolina has ever had. And it's well put together. I don't care if you have the most successful coach in the history of college football. Don't you go, this is the way. This is what we do now. We have to do this now. It clearly works. So we'll talk about the 10 biggest storylines heading into the 2025 season. As ladies and gentlemen, we are 99 days away from the start of the college football season. Let's go ahead and jump into it. When we come back, Bill Belichick sat down with ESPN and SportsCenter yesterday. Had a conversation with Monica McNutt on SportsCenter. We will address that when we come back. Bill had some stuff to say about Jordan, except for no, he didn't, which is a bit of a disappointment. I think he missed an opportunity to really say something there. He also gave his expectations for the University of North Carolina. And if you are excited about seeing him hoodie and what he's going to do this year, you are absolutely not going to be thrilled with his answer. I'll play that for you, and we'll talk about it when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Bill Belichick sat down with Monica McNutt live at ACC Spring Meetings yesterday down in Amelia Island, Florida. And to his credit, he addressed the Jordan Hudson conversation. Monica McNutt asked him about that, and Hoodie was willing to talk about it and yet effectively say nothing at all. Here is what Bill Belichick had to say. I am stalling while I make sure I have the right speaker selected, and I do. Wonderful. Here is how Hoodie answered that question. So, I'll start with the first answer that Bill Belichick gave. And the first answer before Lonzo asked the question, what did you expect him to say, is pretty much exactly that.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I know.
Yes.
As soon as I played that, I'm like, I know Alonzo's going to say up front, and that's fine. Like, yeah, of course. I don't expect him to say anything else. In fact, quite the opposite. I expect him to say nothing at all. I expect him to do his best to try to rear view mirror this. The first answer that he had, no issue with it all. It's a personal relationship, effectively the long version of, yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. That's not football related. I'm not going to talk about that. And I will give Bill credit. And I don't know if he got this from Peyton. I don't know if he's always been this way, but he just didn't want to divulge that as a head coach. But that's an answer that you give to say, I don't want to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about football. That's what I'm here for. But, like, not sound like a jerk when you say it. I respect that.
Which he has in the past. He
100%.
Said, oh, well, we're all into Cincinnati.
100%.
He could have did that. It actually, since he's opened up some when he got out of coaching, this almost sounds like a happy answer compared to the tone that he normally has. But as a reporter, I get why she had to try again. But going in, and you've been a reporter before, when you go in and you know someone's not going to answer, how long do you push it before you move on to get to things that will be more productive?
It depends on what I'm there to talk to you about. Monica McNutt moving on is fine because there was a litany of topics to ask Bill Belichick about. Not as the head coach of North Carolina, right? There's a litany of topics. But
right, and you risk someone who in the past will just completely shut down. You risk him doing that.
I understand that. There is, for instance, right now in politics. I'll tell you one thing I'm getting frustrated with in the world of politics. One thing I get frustrated with in the world of politics is when there is a scandal or big story around a politician, and the media will go up to this cat and they will say, hey, give us answers about this thing. And the politician deflects one time, and the journalist then just start asking about it. That's the story right now. That's the only thing you should be asking about, is getting answers to this from the person at the center of it. And especially if they say something that is either an obvious deflection in order to try to avoid talking about the story, the controversy, the opinion, the whatever, that is the cause of public attention. Or, and this one's worse, if the politician outright lies about that thing, right? If they outright lie and then they go, we're going to move on. As a journalist, it is your responsibility to say, you've given us no answers. My job is to get facts. You've given us none. I'm going to hang on this. But as Lonzo correctly points out, astutely points out, many, many members become afraid of losing access. Afraid of losing access to the person or the entity or the agency that they are talking about. So Monica McNutt moved on from this after just a couple of questions. The first answer, no issue with it. I mean, yes, I would love for Bill to expound from his actual opinion. Look, here's the deal. Here's the details of the relationship. Here's what she's involved with and not involved with. Yes, she's running my social media. No, she's not making coaching decisions. Yes, she is handling my media appearances. No, she's not handling my coaching staff. Whatever, like the details. But I also understand Bill's not going to give that. The second part is where I have a problem. When she says, have you had conversations with the players about what's going on? And Bill says, yeah. And she's like, okay, how have those conversations gone? And then Bill goes into old Bill. Well, you know, we're just trying to give the players the best chance that we can give them to be successful athletes, student athletes, and career people. It's like, dude, you know what that question is. That question is, what are those conversations like? Give us the details. And I think that that is not just a fair question to ask of Bill Belichick, but I also think that it is a question that Bill Belichick should answer. Because if I am a concerned North Carolina Tar Heel fan, if I am a concerned North Carolina booster, NIL collective supporter, whatever, if I am a concerned Tar Heel adjacent individual, I would like to know, with all of this going on, because again, even if you think it's a completely bull bleep story, even if you think it's totally bull bleep, at the end of the day, it is still the primary story about your football program right now. Even if you think it's made up and hot garbage and pointless, it doesn't matter. It is what everyone is dialed in on right now. And until Bill has the only opportunity he will have to kill that story and move on, which is to go out and kick ass on the football field, until Bill goes out and kicks ass on the football field, this is what everyone is dialed in on your football team. And so this would be an opportunity for the hoodie to say, look, I've had the conversation. I have shared where I am in my personal life with my players. They know what's going on. The conversations have been great. The boys understand this, that, and the other. They have said this to me. They have asked this question. I have said that to them, and I've given them this answer. Like, give the people who are genuinely concerned about your football program. Some of y'all may not be, but there are a lot of people that are fans, supporters, boosters, whatever, that are concerned. That are. And this would have been an opportunity to pull back the curtain a little bit and say, look, here's what's going on in our program. Here's where we are with the players. That being said, I don't really expect any different out of Bill, because that's how he ran his NFL program. And that's what you hired him for. He, as an NFL coach, you got nada out of Bill Belichick about his football team. As Lonzo pointed out, I can't count the number of times Bill would get asked, hey, there was this that happened on the sideline, or your receiver said this, or your running back did that. What do you have to say in response to that? And Bill would say, we're on to Cincinnati. We're just moving on to the next game. And so that's what you hired Bill Belichick for, to be that guy, that version of an NFL head coach. So I get it. That's the type of coach Bill was brought there to be. But this also isn't the NFL. And there are some spots where I think you have the NFL way of doing things and the college football way of doing things. And while North Carolina is the first team that's really like, we're going to do it mostly this way, there's got to be a little smudge over to the other way. There's got to be a little smudge over towards the old college football way, the traditional college football way, so that the fans, especially the older ones that have the money, feel like, okay, all right. Like, maybe it's not as big of a deal as I wanted it to be, or I thought it might be. Maybe it's not as big of a deal as I thought it might be. And they feel a little more comfort. This would have been an opportunity for the hoodie to kind of give a little bit of comfort to the fans who are concerned that, did we just hire effectively a young woman to run our football team with Bill Belichick as our proxy and not Bill Belichick? Because that is the concern of a lot of football fans, and this would have been an opportunity for Bill to kind of smooth that over. But instead, he just decided to be evasive, not abrasive, to his credit. He was not abrasive.
But here's the thing. You know, all those things that you're worried about, if he's already had those conversations with the powers that be at UNC, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter the media perception or the perception of people around who love this juicy story. As long as people at UNC are okay with it, then he's fine.
Do you think that fan concern opinion at the college ranks has any sort of sway over what people, decision makers in an athletic department do?
At a college where football is a winner, yes.
What about at a college where they want football to be a winner and are trying to get people on board with that product? I would say also yes, and that's the team we're talking about.
We'll see.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute. There were a couple more quotes from the hoodie that we're going to talk about, including one that I think Bill proves the theory that I've had about why Bill's at UNC. I'll tell you what that is when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
So let's address this hoodie thing without bringing Jordan Hudson into it. Let's address this Bill Belichick conversation from a football standpoint. When Hoodie got hired, my thought was Hoodie got hired because North Carolina is trying to become the first college football program that leans heavily into professionalizing their football program. And what a way to dive headfirst in, right? To go with the most Super Bowl winningest head coach in the history of the National Football League. That seems like a pretty good way to NFLify your program before the House settlement comes down and the revenue sharing process goes into place, which, let's be real, will be the NFLification of college football. Monica McNutt asked Hoodie about a comment he made a handful of days ago when he referred to the University of North Carolina as the 33rd NFL team, and here's how Bill responded to that. Again, is it an energetic answer? Is it an answer that's going to get you up out of the chair going, oh, hell yeah, we got the guy, if you're a UNC fan? Not really. Is it an answer that if you guys are, you know, on the outside looking in, is going to get you going, I got to make sure I'm tuned in to UNC football this year? Probably not. But also, I think it is pretty obviously a reflection on the reason that Bill Belichick is in Chapel Hill. That is to say, to make it a professional football outfit. They bring in the most winningest Super Bowl coach of all time to make that happen. unsurprising. Unsurprising. And this is, like I said, a reason that I think all of you should be interested. Maybe for the first time since the, what, 90s, 80s? That this sentence is true. You should all be interested in North Carolina football this year. And you should all be interested in North Carolina football for one reason and one reason alone. If the hoodie is successful, and again, I think this football team has taken a step back in talent. They lost Drake May. They lost Damarian Hampton last year, who was the heartbeat of that team. They've got some good recruits and transfer guys coming in because, I mean, you got an opportunity to play for Bill Belichick and you want to take it to the league. You can say that Brady deserves all of the credit in New England if you want. I do. You can say that all you want, but there is probably not, nope, scratch that, there is not a college football coach in America better suited to get you ready for what the NFL life is than the hoodie. And if that is true, there's going to be some guys that have dreams of the shield dancing in their head that are going to go, how do I not play for this guy? There is not a coach in the ranks of college football who is more prepared to get me more prepared to head to the league than the hoodie. So there's going to be some talent there. There's going to be some talent on the roster. It'll be underdeveloped, and this is part of the reason why I am very intrigued, because one of the biggest questions that I think has to be answered and I think is very fair to ask is, can Hoodie develop talent of younger guys? We saw a bunch of guys that got drafted to New England and became exceptional professional football players, but they weren't 17 and 18 years old. They were 23 and 24 years old.
You know what they were?
And there's
were,
a world
though?
Of difference there.
You know what they were? They were not considered the top talent most of the time. These were the guys who you go, why would he draft that guy? So if he has a team full of those guys, he knows how to develop those guys.
Again, I think it's a different world. Not the top talent, but on an NFL roster is light years ahead of not the top talent in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
But is it anymore? I mean, with NIL, with transfer portal, you can pretty much pick where you want to go, and you're going to make money. So you're going to go somewhere where you can be developed. And if I'm a young college kid, I'm going somewhere where I can get the money, which you definitely can in North Carolina, and you've got a guy with a pipeline to the NFL. Not only him, but Lombardi, who was in the NFL forever. So you've got guys who know guys.
What, I don't know if you remember, how much does Ohio State's roster cost last year to win a championship?
I don't know. It was like the third highest.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the top highest. I think Texas was the highest.
Yeah. The if I recall correctly, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, this year the payout was expected to be, I know it was north of $30 million. You know what UNC's NIL payout was last year? Less than four. So, no, the best talent is still going to the Georgias and the Ohio States and whatnot. It's not going to be as impactful as the salary cap, but this is part of the reason.
I think you missed my point. New England won with players who were not the highest of caliber as stars. So I think he can develop those guys and win the ACC with it. I really do.
I'm not missing your point. I'm disagreeing with it outright. There's a difference. I'm not missing it. I don't agree with you. I think that when you look at the difference in New England's roster during the Belichick days, were there a bunch of guys on that roster that were maybe not considered legends of the game anywhere else? Yeah, correct. Yes. Guys like Wes Welker and Danny Amendola. These guys, there's probably a few max other NFL teams.
Guys like Tom Brady, who were six-round picks, who weren't supposed to do anything. I'm just saying, he seems to be able to develop those kind of guys. And those are the kind of guys that North Carolina has right now. And if he wins with those guys, those other stars are going to start coming there.
Maybe. If he wins, that's the thing, is you have to do this from
the
jump.
But he's in the ACC. The ACC is just as top-heavy as any other place, but there are less teams to have to go through, to have to worry about.
I don't disagree with that.
Who, other than Clemson, who's the best team in the ACC right now?
I don't disagree with any of that. I'm not disagreeing with that. That's not what I'm disagreeing with. What I'm disagreeing with is the premise that he was able to do it in New England and therefore will be able to do it at University of North Carolina. New England, at their worst roster year, the separation from the worst Patriots team to the best whoever team that won the Super Bowl any given year is not anywhere close to the separation between North Carolina's roster today and Clemson's roster.
That's how it works. When you hire someone for a job, you go, okay, they were successful. Let me bring them in. You don't go, well, last two seasons, I'm just.
But it's not the same job, right?
It's not the same job.
Here, you know what it is? It's like going, this guy successfully did electrical engineering for an apartment, so let's hire him to do the Sears Tower. It's a different job. It's the same job, but it is a different job.
It's just a bigger job. And in this case, he's not doing a bigger job. He's doing a lesser job if you look at levels. He's going from the pinnacle and taking a step down into what the next level of football is.
Agreed with that. Sure. Let's say that's true. You know what else? He's taking a ratio of worst team to best team separation of talent is a massive step down. That's the reason that this is a conversation to me. Because developing guys that are coming out of high school and going to North Carolina.
No one can win unless they're at Georgia or Ohio State or Texas where they spend money.
What I'm saying is the assumption that he did it in New England, therefore he will do it at North Carolina is a flawed assumption. I'm not saying it can't be done. We've seen it done.
A known winner who is arguably the greatest NFL coach of all time. Why would I assume that he could win?
Because and this, some of this.
It's not like Matt Rhule, okay? This is Bill Belichick, all right?
You're talking about the other direction. You're talking about a different way, a different direction.
I think you're missing the point.
No. I'm disagreeing with it.
Quality of coach. It's Bill Belichick.
I understand. And so what I was about to say there.
By the way, I don't like Bill Belichick. I hate New England. But I think he's going to win in North Carolina. I think he picked the ACC on purpose because it's a weak conference. It's top heavy. If you can get past one or two teams, you can win that conference and you're in the playoff. I think he looked at all that, and I don't think he's going to do it this year. I think they're going to improve. I think next year, they have to have a good showing this year. Next year, they start getting more guys in there, and next year, they really start competing.
So what I was going to say was, I think part of my argument here, and I will acknowledge this because I think it is important. Part of this may be because of another opinion that I hold. And the other opinion that I hold is, without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick would have been nothing. Without Brady, Belichick would have been nothing. He'd have been another guy in the league. He'd have just been another head coach. But he got paired up with the GOAT. And I know Brady.
No, he drafted him.
He drafted the GOAT.
It's not paired up. He looked at him and thought he had the talent to be on the team, and he brought him in.
Sure.
So
in the sixth round. Let's not pretend that Bill Belichick had some beautiful knowledge. Yeah,
listen, he brought the guy in.
Yeah, and if he didn't, somebody else would have.
I don't know.
He got drafted in the sixth round. There were 70-some-odd more picks behind him, right? Bill Belichick drafted Tom Brady. Sure, that's fine. That's great. That's amazing. Somebody else would have, and somebody else would have been in Belichick's shoes. My personal opinion is that Brady was the Patriots, not Hoodie. And I say that because Brady went to another team and took Bruce Arians to another Super Bowl.
Bruce Arians, better coach than Todd Bowles.
I agree.
More often, just a better coach.
I don't disagree.
And factored in. Whether you want to give him any credit or
not. Fine. What happened to Bill when Brady left? He got fired. He went to
his. How many years later?
He went to, three? Yeah. He got fired.
It was years.
What were the record in those 3 years?
It was an incident.
What did they accomplish in those
3 years? What was their record when Brady was there the last couple years?
Six Super Bowls.
No, when he was there the last couple years.
He won a Super Bowl like 2 years before he left.
I don't think so. You have to look that up, but I don't think so.
The point here is
they were not very good.
Without Belichick, Brady won another Super Bowl in the division back-to-back years. Without Brady, Belichick didn't do a damn thing and got fired. So my assumption is Belichick was successful because of Brady. And so if that is the assumption, this whole concept of, well, he developed a bunch of talent at the NFL, I don't even know if necessarily that's true. But what I will say is doing it at a third-tier ACC school and trying to catch up with Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State is levels more difficult than taking an NFL team and trying to catch the Super Bowl winning
team. By the way,
bringing
it back to the beginning of the show, this is why you couldn't interview Tom Brady. Because you've done nothing but fanboy the last couple minutes. If he walked in and sat down, you'd be a wreck.
No, I wouldn't, because I'm a professional.
You'd be a wreck.
I sat down with Drew Brees and did an interview. Yeah, if I was going to glaze a QB, it'd be mine.
The only one that would make you more nervous would probably be Bryce Young. Although, because you just want to hug him.
That's my special baby boy. I'm not going to lie.
You can't do an interview
but
hugging
But the guy someone. Who won me my first, only, and probably last Lombardi is the guy I'm glazing, not Brady. Mm-hmm. But all that aside, my opinion is not based on my love of Brady. It's just based on what happened.
You just said that your opinion against Belichick is because you thought his wins were because of Brady. So your opinion is factoring into what you think is going to happen.
I literally said that.
Right.
I literally said
then
that.
Then you just kind of said you did.
But I do not think it is subjective to say the difference between North Carolina and Clemson is infinitely more, exponentially more drastic than the difference between the worst NFL team and the best. We'll fight more. Sorry. Debate. Conversate. Talk more about this.
Yeah, I can't look harder at you to try to get you to go to break. I'm trying.
Well, you're the one that keeps telling me I'm a Brady glazer. I got to respond to that.
In my mind, I heard Brady Grazer, which is probably a totally different thing.
Water cooler cheat sheet up after this Tom Brady caliber sports flash.
Man, I hope not. The Gamecock baseball team upset the number one team in the country last night. Because they heard all that bad stuff that Rob was saying about. Knock them off. LSU 6-5. The win guarantees South Carolina to finish at least 500 with two more to play against LSU. The Carolina Hurricanes are on to the conference finals after finishing the Washington Capitals in five games with 3-1 win last night. Frederick Anderson saved 18 and 19 shots on goal. The Canes get the winner of Florida versus Toronto. Aiden Canack, Joe Allen, and Lucas Amalstadt combined for a no-hitter as Clemson knocked off Pittsburgh in game number one of a three-game series, 6-1. Cam Cannarella extended his hit streak to 13 games, and Jacob Jarrell and Jaron Purifoy also had home runs. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show is coming up next. Water cooler cheat sheet right here on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.